You'd be forgiven for thinking the debate over coal versus renewable energy sometimes feels like a political plaything. What about the people who work in the coal industry? What do they think? Our reporter, Eliza Borrello, has been to the West Australian's only coal mining town, Collie, and put simply, workers there are nervous.
Collie's coal mines lie 200 kilometres southeast of Perth, surrounded by forest and farmland. They've employed four generations of Paul Moisey's family.
Yeah, my granddad worked in the coal mines. My father, I did, and my son did an apprenticeship in the coal mines. So, yeah, it means quite a lot to me.
Paul Moisey's isn't against renewable energy. In fact, he sheepishly concedes he has solar panels on his roof. But he's desperate for Collie, the town he loves, to survive and believes hanging on to coal for as long as possible is key to that.
You know, we are so fortunate to be able to live in a country town surrounded by bush, fresh water, lakes, and be able to work in the mining industry just, you know, 15 minutes out of town. We come back and sleep in our own beds.
Paul Moisey's works for Premier Coal. It sends its product to the Muja Power Station, which provides electricity for southwest WA. The government-owned power station is contracted to buy coal from Premier until 2030. But with the number of WA homes with solar panels at 30% and rising, renewables expert Ray Wills is forecasting a short future for coal-fired power in WA unless government intervenes.
By 2025, I think there'll be not only more pressure from solar but also more pressure from wind, and old coal-fired power stations simply won't cope in that arrangement. Coal could well be exiting by 2025 in Western Australia.
Predictions like this worry Paul Moisey's.
But hopefully we get friends in the government that see a future in Collie and the coal industry.
WA's Energy Minister Bill Johnston sees a future for Collie.
We've had an incredible level of investment in Collie, so I can't see why Collie would, in my view, would be Collie would remain the centre of the energy sector for a long period of time.
But he doesn't see as long a future for the town's state-owned power stations.
The Muja plants have been in place for quite a long time, and you wouldn't expect them to go for forever. We're looking at what's a sensible closure.
Like Ray Wills, he says technology is what's driving the change.
Now we've got these intermittent renewable supply that come on when they are available. The sun doesn't shine at night. The wind doesn't always blow, so you have to balance that against the existing plant, and that is a very, very complicated process, and there's no question that's making life harder for the coal-fired power stations to stay in the system.
The local shire estimates a quarter of the 5,000 people employed in Collie work in the coal industry, and the shire president, Sarah Stanley, wants more than the 2 years' notice. She believes the government energy generator Synergy is required to give the shire if it's going to pull the plug on coal-fired power.
That's not nearly enough time for people who are relying on the work at either the coal mines or the power stations to put food on their family's table.
Synergy refused multiple interview requests, but insists it has no plans to retire all of the Muja power station by 2025. Premier Coal argues talk of coal's rapid demise is inappropriately exaggerated, while Griffin Coal, Collie's other coal company, says it has contracted sales with industry for the next 30 years.
Eliza Borrello reporting.